Welcome to Pakish News Podcast. Today, we discuss Eid al-Fitr 2026 dates confirmed by Gulf states, but also the escalating regional tensions and their potential impact on Pakistan's stability.
That's right, host one. The GCC states, including UAE and Saudi Arabia, have officially declared Eid al-Fitr for 2026, setting the stage for celebrations across the region and in Pakistan.
However, these festivities are overshadowed by significant geopolitical developments. Reports indicate strikes on major Gulf energy infrastructure, causing concern.
Indeed. The New York Times and CNN reported strikes on Gulf energy sites, including a major gas hub in Qatar, leading to immediate spikes in global oil prices.
This directly impacts Pakistan, a net oil importer. Higher global oil prices mean increased import bills and potential inflationary pressures on domestic consumers and industries.
Absolutely. The Ministry of Energy reports Pakistan imports nearly 80% of its oil. Such external shocks pose significant hurdles to fiscal stability.
Beyond economics, a major strategic development has emerged. An intelligence chief claimed China and Pakistan are jointly developing nuclear missiles capable of reaching the U.S.
NDTV reported this claim on March 19, 2026. While unconfirmed, such an assertion by an intelligence official carries considerable weight in geopolitical circles.
If substantiated, this would represent a substantial enhancement of Pakistan's strategic deterrence capabilities and a deepening of its defense partnership with China.
It could signal a potential shift in the global strategic balance and elevate Pakistan's profile as a significant nuclear power with expanding reach.
Pakistan continues to monitor its domestic security situation and the international repercussions of these regional conflicts, which are closely watched by policymakers.
So, while Eid brings religious observance, the broader geopolitical climate demands careful attention. It's a complex panorama for Pakistan. Thanks for listening to Pakish News.